Say Something Happened by Alan Bennett, with Thora Heard, Brian Wilde, and Imelda Staunton.
More leaves falling down. Straight onto our path. I could be in and out all day. It's not right. It's her tree, yet somehow they're our leaves.
I might get down the Atlas in a minute. Try and spot Helsinki.
I'm just wondering if I ought to wash one or two stockings. Now, don't upset. I've just this minute sat down. I shouldn't know where to look.
Helsinki. Oh, yes, it's the capital of Finland. It was a station on the little wireless we had when we were first married. Hilversum, Helsinki, Droitwich. Oh, there was no end of different places.
All radio, this, that and the other now.
It won't be so warm as getting on for the Arctic Circle.
It's to be hoped she takes them little booty things we bought her. They'll be just what the doctor ordered in the Arctic Circle.
It can't be far off Russia.
Russia?
Oh, she's a sensible girl. Russia won't worry our Margaret. Oh, Helsinki. Seaport and capital city of Finland. Population 2.7 million. Chief industries, carpets, sugar, paper making, fisheries.
I hope this isn't next door. It's a young woman.
What sort of young woman?
Educated. Got a briefcase. Look, you go. On it, Dad. Put the chain on.
Hello?
Mr. Rhodes?
Yes?
June Potter. I'm from the council, the social services department.
Yes?
You had a leaflet.
What leaflet?
Well, you should have had a leaflet put through.
Ma'am, have we had a leaflet?
What about?
The register. Old people in the council area.
I threw it away. We're not council tenants. You've got mistaken.
Hello?
Yes?
Rhodes Arthur, Rhodes Elizabeth Mary.
Well?
It's not confined to council tenants. It's all senior citizens in the council area. We have you down as pensioners.
Ask her for a card.
She looks right enough.
She should have a card. There was a woman at Bramley gagged with her own tights, and they said they were gas men.
Well, here's my card.
Here's a card, ma'am.
Does this reckon to be you, June Potter?
Yes.
The hair's different.
Well, I wasn't in social services then. I was transport. I had it frizzed out. They tend to be more relaxed in social services.
And it's not the same colour.
Well, I just got back from Torquay.
Well, it is her.
I might have had it dyed then. I can't remember.
Dyed?
A cream rinse.
I thought you said you worked for the council. My uncle worked for the council, and you'd never see him without a collar and tie.
They all dye their hair nowadays, lads, everybody.
He wore a suit every day of his life, did my uncle.
Well, social services, they make us wear what we like.
Oh, that's one of them poncho affairs, isn't it?
Well, I've seen Princess Anne in one of them.
Not since she got married.
It's just a matter of one or two questions.
Well, fetch her inside. She's only young.
You keep saying that. Youth's no guarantee nowadays. There was a woman attacked in the Grasmere's and it left her a vegetable. Go on, wipe your feet. If you want to come waltzing into other people's houses, you ought to get yourself a little costume. You'd look heaps better in a two-piece and you'd find people much more forthcoming. She wants to take a leaf out of our Margaret's book.
They can't all be like our Margaret.
That's a change coming from you. No, sit down. Do you want some tea?
Oh, thanks.
Sending out questionnaires. They want to do something about public toilets. Stuff written up on walls. Them little rings from beer cans you see lying about everywhere. Never mind questionnaires.
She's hyper-careful, is ma'am.
Oh, no, full marks. There are very few people your age know how to answer the door. I wish I could show her to Mr. Farquharson. At night, I walk down the middle of the road.
I like those poncho things, personally.
Mr. Farquharson tells us not to dress up, otherwise we get into an us-and-them situation. These are, in fact, old ski pants.
Oh, not them jogging things.
Oh, no.
No, you're not a jogger.
Oh, no fear. Thin enough.
Yeah, look, well, what's it to do with this questionnaire?
Oh, no. Where possible, interviewer should endeavour to see all members of the household together. Uh-huh. I've never done this before, so I have to stick to the book of words. You know, structured.
You don't want to be telling two different tales. It's a tip-top job now, working for the council.
They took me on to do discs, controlled parking.
Transport.
Then the inevitable happened. Computers. Mm-hmm. I went and saw Mr. Stringfellow and he said, my advice to you, June, is to do a bit of a sideways jump and get yourself into the SS, Social Services.
We don't have a parking problem. We don't have a car.
I prefer working with people to cars. Mm. They're more unpredictable, but they're more rewarding. With me, people come first. Old people specifically. Yeah. Older people.
They are a problem.
Oh, yes.
Where to put them? They have to be put somewhere.
Old people?
Cars. Now, I've often thought if we had one, I could put one of those carport affairs inside the front gate. There's room.
Well, as I see it, young people have a lot to give old people, and old people have a lot to give young people. You know, caring.
I agree. With a car, our daughter can run us to Ilkley or Knaresborough. Will you be motorised?
I've got my trusty moped, only the clutch is packed in, so I'm sampling public transport.
Your parents will have a car.
Split up.
Oh. That's on the up and up.
What?
Divorce.
How do you like your tea? We like ours strong.
Oh, a week, please. No milk.
No milk?
No milk.
Whatever for?
Because that's how she likes it.
I generally have lemon. I don't want lemon, but that's what I have.
I've seen our Margaret have lemon.
Only in a cafe. We haven't got any lemon.
Well, we've got one of those plastic squirters, lemon juice.
Oh, that'll do.
Yes, right.
Oh, and Dad, some little plates. All that's coming now. Lemon in your tea, yoghurt, carrying babies on your back. We weren't brought up to any of that. I was thought a bit of a revolutionary for having prunes. But not those plates, Dad. The side plates.
You're not bothered about side plates. No, she's not bothered about side plates.
She wants a scone.
Oh, I don't want anything to eat.
She doesn't want anything to eat.
You'll have a scone.
No, I'm on a diet. I get migraine.
From scones?
Well, it's a special type non-gluten diet. They've only just pinpointed it. I haven't to have flour.
It's a terrible scourge, migraine. Our daughter gets migraine.
Not from scones. It's chocolate with her. I've never heard of anybody getting headaches from scones.
Now, look at me. I can't do with tomatoes.
That's your bowels.
Ma'am.
One squirt or two squirts?
Let her squirt it herself.
One, please. Now, can we start? Now, this is the leaflet you should have had, and I will read it to you.
Ma'am threw it away.
I didn't throw it away. It got thrown away.
In recent months, there have been one or two mishaps involving old people, senior citizens who have become isolated within the community. Yes. Some genuine tragedies have occurred. Accordingly, your council has decided to compile a register of all persons of pensionable age within the council area. Yes. The establishment of such a register will...
Hypothermia. Is that it? Hypothermia. Not us. See, we've got a dimplex. Background heating.
Plus a fire.
Dimplex and a fire.
For company.
Well, the fire's company. The dimplex isn't company.
I didn't say the dimplex was company.
Anyway, that takes care of question 7. Source of heating. Any heating in the bedroom?
Ma'am.
This is old people, it's not us. You want Miss Venables over the road. She has a pacemaker and a friend comes in from Bramley.
Oh, hang on. The refusal to recognise the approach of old age and the possibility of infirmity is entirely natural and in its way commendable. That was Mr. Farquharson last week. You're as old as you feel. But look, let me sketch out a possible scenario. You're not feeling too clever. You're in bed. Mr. Rhodes goes to fetch the milk. It's slippy, and bang, that's his hip gone. Hearing a shout, you get up, go downstairs and try shifting him. You promptly have a dizzy do and bang. That's the two of you lying on the path in sub-zero temperatures. Now, you won't last long.
Well, the point is, we don't want roping in for any get-togethers.
Yeah, that's it. See, they put you on a register and next minute you're sitting round banging a tambourine.
When your council has compiled the register, a number of old people's wardens will be appointed, whose job it will be to keep track of all old people in the area, particularly those who are at risk.
Oh, it's at risk, is it? That's something else that's come in. At risk. There never used to be that, did there? At risk? It's all at risk now. Battered babies, battered wives. Are you sure you won't have a scone?
No.
You do read some shocking stories. There was an old lass at Moortown got eaten by her own Alsatian.
Well, it was her own silly fault. I wouldn't have an Alsatian. They always revert. We don't want pestering to go to bingo. Joining in. Mm. Now, that's what choked us off at church.
Oh, this isn't bingo, Mrs. Rhodes. This is survival.
We aren't good mixers. That's the trouble.
You're not. I am. I used to be a right good mixer.
You never were.
I went to the fellowship.
Yeah, when they lassoed you first. I mean, we're neither of us anything in the mixing line. We were when we were first married, but you lose the knack.
Hey, what is it you're writing down?
Oh, nothing.
What did we say?
Oh, nothing. Mr. Farquharson said that the survey would be a chance for us to do a little ad hoc assessment, part of our training, you know, field work. Only I'm not supposed to tell you that.
We're guinea pigs.
Well, she has to learn.
Not on us, she doesn't.
No, I was just noting that you both seem very alert mentally.
There you are.
Mentally?
And you quarrel. That's another good sign.
We never do. We never have a wrong word.
Well, you don't agree always. You spar. Look on it as a sign of life, vitality. On a scale of 1 to 10, you've got 8.
Mm. Why not 10?
Well, nobody gets 10. The Queen Mother wouldn't get 10. This is the joy of the job for me. I did service in transport, traffic projections, long haul or short haul, purpose of trip, only there was no feedback. Now, the beauty of this is, it's people.
Yeah.
This is what they call interaction. Now, what were we saying? Oh, you were talking about church. How you used to go to church.
Well, they got this new young vicar.
It was the singing we liked.
He kept wanting these discussions, forums. Race, religion, current affairs. Well, we stopped going.
Oh, that's a pity.
Why? Do you go to church?
No.
That's with being educated. God is always the first casualty. One time he had us all talking about Buddha. Well, ma'am doesn't know anything about Buddha. I don't know anything about Buddha. And the third world.
I don't even know where that is. We just haven't been educated.
No dog collar. Always wore civvies. It's as if they're ashamed of it.
Last time we went to church, in the middle of the service, he suddenly gets up and says, "Now, I want you all to shake hands with the person either side of you." Well, Dad was all right because he was sat on the aisle, so he'd only to shake hands with me. But I got a right common woman in a leopard skin coat. I'd never seen her before in my life.
Oh, but that's good, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I can see you're in the same brigade. Oh,
but isolation, that's the bugbear.
We don't mind a bit of isolation. It's the other we don't like. He had a couple kissing on the front of the parish magazine. Christian love. I'd prefer little kiddies with rice bowls, I would.
I don't see that God is to do with mixing. Too much God, he puts the tin hat on it.
What about you? Do you mix?
I tend to run across people at work. But I'm not at risk. I'm not old.
Old? Old? Look, there's risk with youth. You might commit suicide. That snowball.
Ma'am.
Well, how old are your parents?
They've split up, haven't they?
Split up? Are you married?
No.
Where do you live?
Kirkstall.
Well, they've knocked most of it down. Is it a flat?
A bedsitter.
A bedsitter? Child of a broken home, living in a bedsitter in one of those inner city areas? Oh, you're the one that's at risk. You want to get yourself on a register. Coming round telling us. Isolated? We like being isolated. We like that. It's the same as the radio now. Every programme you turn on, it's folks ringing up. And they make out you're all friends. Everybody's friends. Well, we are not friends. We've got each other, and that's enough.
But that's it. You won't always have each other.
Oh, hell and damnation. Do you think we don't know that? Youth.
I'm not youth. Don't call me youth. I wish I was youth.
Oh, you are youth.
Can I have that scone?
Go on.
Oh, here's some more tea.
Hey, what's that?
It's my notes. Conduct of interviews. Well, I've gone wrong somewhere. It's my fault. We're in a confrontation situation now. Well, you shouldn't get into a confrontation situation, Mr. Farquharson says. If you get into a confrontation situation, you've slipped up. Cars. It's much more open and shut. It was just a case of, do you mind telling me your ultimate destination? Thank you, drive on. I'm maybe not suited to people.
Oh, you are. I'm sure you are. You're doing champion. We're not good at interviews, probably, are we, ma'am?
Have this other scone. That's right.
Transport. Oh, I was in a rut. Mr. Stringfellow said, take this sideways jump, June, and there'll be so many more doors open to you.
Listen, you did right. We've got a daughter. She's ambitious. Life is for living. That's her motto.
Well, let's have another go. This is Margaret, is it?
Yes.
Well, that's question four. Now, the council does not aim to replace family responsibility, only to supplement it, particularly in cases where senior citizens are childless. So you're not childless.
No.
You've got a daughter. Oh, and any other siblings?
Hmm?
Oh, no, I didn't know that either. It means brothers and sisters.
Oh.
No?
No.
Is Margaret married?
No. Are you married?
No.
She could have been married. Oh, married three or four times over if she wanted.
You'll have boyfriends.
Oh, yes. And lives where?
Oh, London. Where else?
She has a flat.
She's a personal secretary.
Huh? A secretary?
No, not a secretary. A personal secretary. Her boss is to do with this ceramic heating.
Oh, I've not heard of it.
Oh, we hadn't heard of it. It's these heated pottery panels set in. And being pottery, it retains the heat without running up a lot of expenditure on electricity. I've got a lot of literature about it, if you're interested.
She's not interested, Dad. Oh. It's only with it being our Margaret that she's interested. Ceramic heating.
She could have gone to university if she'd wanted. But she said, Dad, I want to get on with life. So she took a secretarial course and started off at Brunskill's in Cardigan Road. Just an ordinary job in the office with no responsibility. But as Margaret says, you make your own responsibility. It was old Mr. Brunskill picked her out, saw she wasn't like half the girls in offices, just marking time till they find the right man. You know. She's never been all that interested in the opposite sex, Margaret.
It was always, what does he do? Does his work take him to faraway places? She had a passion for geography. It was always, get out the atlas, Dad. Show me Perth. Rio Janeiro.
Yeah.
I said to her last time she was home, did you ever dream you'd be in Valparaiso?
No.
But she's very modest. She just laughed.
Oh, I'd like to travel. I never go anywhere.
Daughters. They used to live round the corner. See, all that's gone.
She comes up to see us whenever a schedule permits. Oh, she flies to Leeds sometimes. Takes air travel in her stride. More people are killed on the roads. It's a new breed.
When did she come up last?
When did she come up, ma'am? It's only a week or two since.
March.
As long as that. Oh, it's with speaking to her on the phone.
Well, question three. So you're on the phone.
Well, Margaret made us have one installed so she could keep in touch.
It was for her convenience. She has to have the phone when she's here anyway. Last time, her boss rang her up in the middle of the night, wanting her to fly to Dusseldorf.
She says the telephone is one of the tools of her trade. She won't be much older than you, and she's on a five-figure salary.
You won't be so badly off, will you, love? The council? It's a good job these days. My uncle worked for the council.
It's not like the private sector.
Well, you've got the satisfaction, though, haven't you? Helping people.
I noticed you didn't take sugar. Now, Margaret doesn't take sugar. She has a bit of a struggle with her figure. She has to steer clear of the carbohydrates. It's all these business lunches. She could have whatever she wanted to drink, but it's generally, may I please have an orange juice? Left on her own, she'd as soon have a bit of cheese and an apple.
You've got a better figure than our Margaret.
Has she? Oh, I'd have thought they were about the same. Look, this is her, taken at Turin Airport.
You see, she dresses very simply. Crisp white blouse, a few well-chosen accessories.
And Amsterdam? She can look stunning, but her aim is to blend in with the background. She says an ideal secretary should not be noticed, just taken for granted. That's Los Angeles.
Though, she can tick people off. No, she put a woman in a place at Leeds and Bradford Airport. Oh, I was embarrassed. I don't know where she gets that from. It's not Dad, anyway. He never speaks up. Have you travelled?
Only Spain.
Everybody seems to have been to Spain now. Except us. They've been to Spain next door. They fetched us a little doll back. It was nothing. We like Scarborough.
Margaret goes all over. You'd be staggered if I told you her itinerary. I've got to know the names of airports just from listening to her converse. Paris, Charles de Gaulle, Chicago, O'Hare, and Rome. Fiumicino. Oh, her boss would be lost without her.
But that's all it is. It's purely professional. Well, he's married with two grown-up sons, one of them at veterinary college. Our Margaret's like a friend of the family. She spent Christmas with them.
Only because she couldn't get up here.
And you don't have a car?
No.
We could have done. We could just about have run to a car, but Dad wouldn't learn.
Well, it makes it more of a treat when Margaret comes up. Last time she ran us out to Fountains Abbey.
So, no car.
You've got your poise back now, love, haven't you? Asking your questions. See, it's just a case of having confidence.
Oh, thank you.
She's got confidence, our Margaret. She's quite at home in hotels. Can choose from a menu without turning her hair. And she knows all the vintages. But when it comes to her, as I say, it's, can I just have an orange juice, please?
Where have your parents split up to?
Mum's in Armley, and I don't know where my dad is. I'm always going down home.
That's nice. It's nice for your mum.
It's nice for us both. Now, this old people's warden will just keep a quiet eye on you. You won't even know he's there.
It's a him, is it?
Oh, it could be a her, either.
That's the law nowadays, isn't it? Has to be a him or a her. See, when our Margaret was first starting, there was none of that. She had to fight every inch of the way.
Oh, Dad, not fight.
Well, you don't know. We get postcards from all over. I've got books for. Now, if we had grandchildren, it'd be a real geography lesson. Where's the one we had from Washington?
Upstairs, in my drawer.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
No, let him. No, sit down.
Well,
sit down, love. We've told a lie. We have two children. We had a son, after Margaret, Colin. Only he wasn't right. He's in a home near Otley.
Oh, that's all right. I don't need to know that. Your daughter's the one that matters.
We never talk about it to anybody. We never talk about it to each other. We ought to do, only he won't.
Well, I won't write it down.
We thought it was all right. Only our Margaret could tell. She wouldn't play with him. Wouldn't have anything to do with him. In the finish, we couldn't cope. We waited too long, I think. He was born after Dad got back from the war. We reckon to go once a month. Only they don't run enough buses. He knows us. We just go and sit out on a seat somewhere, weather permitting. He'd miss us if we didn't go.
I don't know what to say. See, it's not to do with this, that. It's more private.
He's like a child. I look at him and think, well, if he was a proper lad, he'd be married now with grown-up kiddies. Margaret won't marry. She's not the marrying sort. She's happy. That's the main thing.
I get the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, she wouldn't come back, Margaret. I mean, say something happened to look after you.
I never said that.
No, but they tell us to listen to the things you're not saying. Mr. Farquharson says that the things you're not saying are more important than the things you are saying.
Well, what about this other?
I don't know.
Don't say I said.
No.
Your drawer was in the scullery. Washington.
Oh, nice.
It'll be all cars, same as everywhere else.
I've been abroad a bit myself.
It was in Tunisia.
Oh, not only Tunisia. Tunisia, Libya, North Africa, Sicily. I saw Monty once. He came past in a jeep and waved. There's not many people can say that.
Now, one last thing. In the event of an emergency, say you're both ill, who looks after you?
Well, we wouldn't both be ill, would we?
But I'm trying to look ahead.
Well, we shouldn't want our Margaret coming back, would we? I mean, she's got her own life to lead.
We should just have to manage.
But supposing the worst came to the worst, there was just one of you.
But she'd come back, only I wouldn't let her. I discussed it with her once. She said, well, Dad, we all get older. Life is for living. That's my philosophy. Yes, I don't think you should expect it of your children.
I looked after my mother.
You weren't a career woman.
No close neighbours? Nobody who could come in?
Oh, next door had come in all right. Give them the chance. Yeah, don't put her down.
Oh. Now, the only other thing is to give you this card. It's just in case we have another winter like last year. If for some reason or other you can't get out, you pop this in the window and the warden will know to call.
Help? It's a bit stark, is that, isn't it?
Well, it says it all, that's the point. You haven't got to be ashamed of asking for help, particularly now you're older. Everybody's getting them, the old, the disabled.
People at risk.
That's right. Well.
Yes, it's been a nice change for us talking to you. We don't get many visitors.
Oh, don't thank me. It's you that's done me the favour. Help me with my course. Oh. Mr. Farquharson says sit and chat. Learn how to draw people out. Get them talking. That's your job.
Well, good luck with your chosen career.
Oh, you too. Well, your retirement anyway.
And think on. Try and find yourself a man.
You do what you want. Happiness. That's the main thing.
Anyway.
She seemed nice enough.
She wants to find herself a chap.
What do I do with this card? Help. What do you think?
Well, it's telling the whole street. But we'll keep it, just in case. I'll put it in my drawer.
Yeah. We won't let our Margaret see it. No. It makes you feel older.
More leaves coming down. Mess. It never stops. It's nearly dark.
In Say Something Happened by Alan Bennett, Thora Hurd and Brian Wilde played Mr. and Mrs. Rhodes, and Imelda Staunton, June. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.